Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Raw Preview. We are the Dudley Boys of What Culture. I'm Adam Wilborn, joined by Michael Hamflett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of... But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review Monday Night Raw, but also... show formerly known as NXT 2.0. Oh, AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete video quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamflett and Sidgwick to look ahead to Raw tonight. Big things happening. A new Women's World Champion will be crowned.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed with that announcement, if I'm honest. It is either a shortcut way of just hoying the belt on somebody while they figure what they're going to do, or a match to build a match. I kind of hate those battle royals that go down to two, and it's like, well, we're going to have the singles match at the pay-per-view. To be honest, the quality of the roster is not that I was campaigning for, like a dual-branded 32-person tournament or something like that. There was realistically only ever sort of three or four candidates. I just thought they had something a little bit, with a week to think about it, they might have had something a little bit more creative in mind, and we've landed on what has kind of been like a... like decades long shortcut solution with a week to think about it.
If Damian Priest tore his meniscus or his metatarsal, do they do this for the men's world heavyweight?
No chance.
One night, battle royal. No. I mean, I think if he did it tonight, they would entertain the idea because it would look terrible. We're going to do the first ever WWE round robin, all the best guys in the world. Except, you know, we're not. It's just, crap this, absolutely crap. But then, you know, let's be honest, we try and be the brutally honest podcast. There's too much grifting goes on in wrestling media. There's too much performative positivity, all the rest of it. I'm looking at this field in this battle royal, and I'm thinking, I'm glad I'm not seeing too many singles matches with too many of these combinations. And look, realistically, I don't think some of the talent is there. But equally, you know, everyone's to blame. It's the Fed. There are women wrestlers who've got the potential to be great or have exhibited brilliance in the past who are in here. And whenever they come out to try and perform, you can hear a rare piss on cat. So, blame on all sides.
I'm hoping this is a vehicle to put the title on Nia Jax, because that's what I want in the end.
I'm not sure, but ultimately, her existence in this match should create a bit of drama. How many times have you watched a Royal Rumble or a Battle Royal, and the commentator will tell you over and over again, well, he's the biggest, so he's going to win. How many times has it actually happened?
Yeah.
You'll get some fun spots out of it. You know what I like? Maybe they could all try and sort of like swarm her, and she can do the whole,
rah!
Whoa! Yeah. And they all go flying and bump terribly, probably, knowing some of the wrestlers involved. Imagine Indy Hartwell doing that.
I don't have an ACLs falling off all out of the shop.
I don't have an exact list of people in this. I saw this list doing the rounds.
It's a lie, I can see it on your screen.
Yeah, no, this is what I saw on, this is what I've copied.
Liar.
Right. being listed as part of, like, they show loads of pictures of people in some adverts saying check out Raw because of the Battle Royal. See if you can see a problem with this list, okay? Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, Maxine Dupri, Chelsea Green, Natalia, Katana Chance, Indy Hartwell, Zoe Stark, Caden Carter, Candice LeRae, Shayna Baszler, Tegan Knox, Piper Niven, Ivy Nile, Xia Li.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's not ideal, is it?
Not ideal at all. Was making the decisions.
Making the calls.
Was making the calls. It's weird. I never nice any of this rotten business. Who does make the calls? Surely it's not some... I mean, I know who gets the final call, and it will be some faceless TKO person whose name you might not even know. But surely they're not going to say, oh, there's a budget cut. Get rid of this... who's this... Cora Jade or whoever, someone that really pushed in NXT or whatever. They must have a sense. They must have a list of... Well, who's just not working out? Who have you tried to get over? Who have you tried to promote as a star and it's simply not happening? Who's expensive? Who hasn't done anything in years? And it's all ruthless business. So it's not as if Levesque doesn't have anything to do with it, but that was odd. That was odd.
Because it's this, I suppose there's several trains I thought you could have here. Nia Jax, because she's the GOAT. Liv Morgan obviously was the name that people automatically went to before they even knew about the Battle Royale because of her involvement in Rhea Ripley's injury, et cetera, et cetera. But then you've also got people like Becky Lynch, who you could arguably put it on to have, I don't know, Liv Morgan, let's say, dethrone or whatever and re-legitimize the title. I don't know who you're backing for this one.
I think it is a really tough ask to not strap up Liv Morgan at this point. I think if she fails here, like, I'm not really sure if she's a babyface or a heel. Partly because Rhea Ripley was a bit of a tweener, but certainly Rhea Ripley's surrendering of the title was framed as a babyface thing. I'll be back. I was never beaten. And then Liv Morgan's come out and laugh about the injury she caused. That puts her as the heel in this whole situation. So her winning the belt like this by dodging Rhea and then not having to defend it against her for months and months and months is like the best possible start Liv Morgan winning. And I just don't think you can build her up convincingly to another match if she fails again here. The failure at the Royal Rumble... and the failure at the Elimination Chamber, as close as she was getting each time, built to the situation she found herself in with Rhea Ripley, and she's now sort of backdoored away into it. I think things are perfect to just do it. Just give her the title. Nobody's going to... Like, if last week is the official heel turn, people are going to boo it. You have her eliminate... Like have Becky Lynch, as great as she is, sell... Like the trials of this war, have her sell a leg, have her just be the one to throw out Nia Jax by herself when 10 people couldn't do it. Becky Lynch has got that like will and desire. And then Liv Morgan just takes a shortcut victory, claims the title, does. Remember like Punk cashed in on Jeff Hardy after he'd had that really, really rough match with Edge?
Yeah.
And like he hadn't turned heel, but he was like doing victory laps. I did it again, I'm the best. And it's like, you little bastard. Like Liv Morgan could win the match that way. And the tone could be set that she's going to have this summer where... Watch me, be a little bastard. Like she's going to do her best to hold on to the title like at all costs because she's tried it the honourable way. It's not worked out. She believes she's not really in the wrong because Rhea injured her to set her back in the first place. And you just get this summer of probably Liv and Becky maybe at Backlash. There'll be like a couple of babyface TV challenges to build to Liv and Rhea whenever Rhea's good to go. I don't know. I just think if you put it on Becky, which I could see why you would do that, or Nia Jax, then you still got to get it to Liv, and she's just had to fail again and again en route to do that, and I think it's just a needless risk to take with that character.
I like to consider myself a good wrestling analyst who can deconstruct wrestling booking. I would not make a good wrestling booker, and I hold my hands up at that. Instantly, I'm thinking Jack Perry for Swerve. Double or nothing. Instantly thinking, right, okay, well, Liv Morgan's the only one with real heat here. Give it to Liv Morgan. The damning thing about the booking and quite frankly some of the talent in this WWE women's division is that the process of elimination is not like, put it this way, if it's a process of elimination, you could very easily just do a diesel run going through this field. Bang. No, not a chance in hell. Never in a million years. Maybe 10 years ago, Natalia, but not now. Bang, 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 bang. Diesel run, right? Roman Reigns beat the record.
Yeah, he
Roman
did.
Reigns yeah. run. Yeah. Boom. See you later.
Get out of there.
The lack of bold, any kind of star presentation with so many of these women wrestlers on WWE television right now is staggering, and it's an indictment of Paul Levesque's booking that this looks as pitiful, genuinely pitiful, as it does.
On that, do you think it's weird that they've... I know they want to just immediately... Right. Rhea dropped the title last week. onto the next one, regardless of when it falls in the calendar. They want to keep the momentum going with ratings and big things happening on each show. We've already had title matches, etc. We've got another title match on this show, for example.
People have done it as an excuse to come out and congratulate the winner.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think it's weird that they didn't just say, let's hold off one more week and then it could be the draft, and then you could arguably say, right, instead of just having, like you say, loads of people that people go, well, it's not going to be them winning, you could hoy in some people from SmackDown that are jumping, or NXT, or whatever.
Well, I'm not in favour of this happening tonight, but the thing with a battle royal for a title, I can only, there has been more, but I can only think of like Kurt Angle winning it on a SmackDown, like, and that was back in like 2006. But like a battle royal for a title is very different than a contendership, isn't it? Because you have the permission to make a real weird left field choice. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this is the time or the place or the title to do that with, but ahead of a draft, it almost makes sense as well, because you, like, someone like of the, like, the kind of the underdogs here or the undercard field wins it, you almost can't believe they've got the title, and then the draft shakes the deck up a little bit, and then there's an immediate and obvious challenger that just takes that belt at the first opportunity. That's like, if they wanted to try and make a capital M moment and, like, believed in a, it's better with a baby face, but believed in a character that could pull that off, just to shock the vision. Maxine Dupri.
Yeah, right? Shut up, man.
Awful. Would be terrible.
You're talking, like, about?
It was just first name I thought of from that list of people that should be nowhere near it, but like, she can't believe it. Oh my God, I'm the champion. Like, Rhea Ripley's had it all this time, and then there's a draft, and immediately this newcomer to Raw, right? I'm not sanctioning that. Just squashes her, just beats her. This is how you get there. I'm not in favour of it, but they've done it.
Wasn't there a draft back in the day for maybe like the World Heavyweight title or something? It's when like Cena and Batista were swapping brands, where they had a battle royal for the title. JBL won it, and he was like, yeah, give me the title. And he's like, yeah, congratulations.
We don't need face... to, because Batista's come over with his
yeah.
own. Yeah. So like they do like weird stuff like this. I just, that belt, most belts, to be fair.
Triple H doesn't do weird stuff.
Not with the titles. Like, and that's for the betterment of them, well, typically. Of course, you yes. can make the odd, you know. There's always a Leon Ruff kicking around there somewhere. Bit of fun. But ultimately, like, that belt didn't need rehabilitating as such. But, like, the belt, the top of the division, is the only thing good about women's wrestling in WWE right now, with the tops of the like division. So,
and even then, you'd have to do some moves in the draft for Raw. Because if Liv Morgan wins this, and she probably will, and she probably should, why not? Make someone. You've done a piss-poor job, Levesque, of doing it in your regime. So get on with it. Who's the baby face for her to work?
Becky Lynch, probably. It's the proper dynamics from
Isn't
that bad
she
run.
Actually meant to be taking time off, though.
Well, aye.
Who knows, though?
Yeah.
It's one of those where, like, who do you trust? A reputable journalist who is getting some stuff wrong, or a professional wrestler. I'd go with the former, actually.
What's the latest? I'm just Googling this regarding Charlotte Flair.
Don't know. She was doing some kickoff / presenting type stuff over WrestleMania.
Mm.
Because it was just I saw an image of like her stood next to CM Punk, and they were doing some, like, I don't know, red carpet microphone. And it was like, this is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never thought you'd see those two people together under the same umbrella.
Sorry, I just looked.
A few months.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
This report I'm reading here, torn ACL, MCL, and meniscus. On SmackDown,
God almighty,
back in December.
Yeah.
She underwent surgery less than a month later, reported to be out of action for 9 months. But then again, this is WWE and all, well, wrestling, and all athletes just seem to go, yeah, halve that and I'll be back. So
this is, I've not seen any speculation based on nothing. Just pulled this out of my ass. Based on last year and how hard she worked to get the character over and how well it ended, a random return of a Trish Stratus might be quite interesting.
Oh,
you know, couldn't get the belt, couldn't get near that sort of that title picture, but she had this great legacy with it. Or a leader, like, again, that sort of, like, I'm not
more of a last minute equalizer for me.
Yeah, I like.
She had one good match.
Aye, it was really great.
It was really good. Yeah, really good.
But the feud was terrible. It was. Do you know? But the element of surprise is the point I'm making. I don't. I'm
someone,
like,
anyone.
Yeah, it's not. I'm curious to see who wins it, but I'm not excited for it.
Bianca Belair versus Liv Morgan, they've never done that.
You could get there in a draft, yeah.
Well, they might be doing more tag stuff.
I think
they're
keeping Bianca in tag stuff with Jade, yeah.
Scrap that. You can do what you want, it's fiction. Pick up as you go along.
We've also got a tag team title match By the way, what do you reckon to the new SmackDown tag titles, quickly?
I was shocked at how gorgeous they were. And the Silver Vision guy, who's still inside, I love that shape.
Yeah. I was saying this to Wilbon, I was like, our whole deal about, like, be born earlier, like the wrestling we liked, because it's the better kind. Isn't it funny that when people glorify, well, what are the best belts ever? Oh, funnily enough, the exact ones from that exact era, IC, Winged Eagle tag belts.
The Winged Eagle, the ones. The Reggie Parks IC and those tag team titles. There's not a single crop of professional wrestling titles that look better than them. You'll never convince me otherwise.
I think you introduced me, because I was very wet behind the ears when I was started working at What Culture in terms of other companies, to the, is it the Open the Dream Gate Championship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love the look of that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gimmicks on top of gimmicks. You got a key.
You got the key in there.
There's a little key in there.
It is the Awesome Truth defending the tag titles against DIY.
Title change, maybe.
Wow.
I love it if Levesque wanted to do that just to come out again. Oh, God, bloody hell. Here I come. But
this time it's because Ciampa and Gargano.
You're joking. Not another one. Got to come out again. Suck my own cock.
Just do the full on doink thing with Ciampa. Oh, it's you in a way.
Yeah, he looks older.
I was kind of the first guy to suggest that Awesome Truth win the belts at WrestleMania, but that was very much to lose them the next night, and they managed the last 2 weeks. Fair play to them.
Yes.
I really have quite started to enjoy, against my better judgment, DIY on Raw.
Purely that R-Truth does.
Maybe yeah. That's what it is. Maybe they needed to get in there with a veteran, really show them the ropes. I think it's, again, like, a bit like with Liv Morgan, really, like, strike while the iron's hot. I just have so little faith in Ciampa and Gargano, like, making this work for any longer than a couple of months. Maybe it's just getting burned in the past or something, but they're over. The matches are clicking as well, which for a while, they just weren't. They used to play a silence. As singles wrestlers, they weren't really getting anywhere. People are invested. Strap them up.
It's wild, you know. This is a totally incidental point, because I don't care about this match, so I'm not really going to talk about it okay. for too long. Watching Dynasty. You know, I've been watching WWE TV against my will for the job, for the love of the game.
Not recently, though.
No, I've been enjoying it recently, earnestly, yes. He loves that I like WWE song. It feels like...
Me too. It's
stamping on a puppy if I tell him otherwise. Even though broadly it's not untrue, broadly. I'm watching several wrestlers who were synonymous with that period of excess of 2018, 2019, 2020 NXT, and thinking, my God, has Triple H got a lot to answer for? And what does this mean for the future? I'm watching Roddy Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly and thinking, these are working so hard, not many people care. You watch DIY on Raw and like, my God, no one has really cared until very, very recently.
Slap the DX brand on the trunks. It's like, all right, fine, we'll go with
you. Yeah, like Mally Black. I love the House of Black, and I think they've got their fans, but him is a... Ricochet, who keeps getting close to getting over, but not really. Like, Triple H got a lot to answer for in terms of the excess that was NXT when it was reaching its parody years. Adam Cole and how he's never really caught on in AEW. You look at how physically broken those lads are, and you look at how much people are trying quite hard to care, but just don't about so many of them. All of Undisputed Era, DIY, Ricochet to a lesser extent. Like, that is the problem with doing excess. That class of, like, parody era NXT, it just struck me watching it last night. Christ, I don't think there's ever been a product that is dated as bad as 2018, 2019, 2020 NXT.
And it's, if you look at it, there's parallels to Vince McMahon running the wrestlers ragged on three show a night territory era in the 80s, just to build his own brand and build WWF's reach. That was mostly in service of Triple H building himself as the next Vince McMahon. And that went horribly wrong had it not been for a series of forks in the road that nobody could have anticipated.
Nobody could have anticipated other than the person who leaked it.
That got him back into the spot. Like, if you imagine...
Who did leak it? Don't answer that.
No. If you imagine all of that, right, everything you've just described, and a lot of those, like, some of the best years, broken down bodies, personalities that you just kind of, you're never going to love deeply anymore, for the benefit of a Triple H who, what, less than 6 months after the pandemic was, like, booted out of NXT. And then, like, so, like, that entire crop of talent you described, they're all like, well, f*** because, I guess. Like, they didn't get anything better out of it, and nor did he.
It's just wild, isn't it?
It's crazy to think.
Yeah. Dated badly.
Ricochet is having a good time of it very recently, though, because did you see who's hanging out with at the WWE live show in London? Was that what I was telling you about?
Oh, yeah.
Useless. Which TV personality came to Ricochet's aid at WWE Live London? Quick side note.
I genuinely haven't heard this.
You won't get this.
I know Wayne Rooney was doing some stuff with Drew. Drew had a killer line at his expense. What happened to you? We're the same age.
wasn't he? He was our legend, sporting legend or whatever. And then, same age though. What happened?
What happened to you? Great. Really funny. With Ricochet.
Mm. You're not going to get this, by the way, but you'll enjoy it when I reveal it.
Three guesses.
In fact, I'll even give it you if you get the TV show.
Phil Mitchell.
So it's not Phil Mitchell or EastEnders.
That would have been amazing.
Simon Cowell.
that's a very early noughties live show guess. Mm-hmm. No, dear, that's wrong.
So none of his brands.
Not X Factor, not... He didn't do Fame Academy, did he?
No. Britain's Got Talent was his.
Yes.
The X Factor, of course.
The X Factor.
I'm not really abreast, frankly. I can't move a cat. Shut up, man. I saw his face. He teamed me up. He made me say it.
See, Karrion Kross is going now, by the way.
No.
You missed this. You and I are enjoying this earlier.
Yeah, I'll wrap my brains while you tell him the story.
So, Karrion Kross, he's kind of lost his way a little bit, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how sometimes you can do one thing and suddenly, you know, just when I think you couldn't do anything dumb.
He gets to run a play.
Yeah. Just when I think you couldn't do anything dumb, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself. They were in Indiana for Sunday Stunner over the weekend. And Karrion Kross, stick with me because it starts very Karrion Kross this tweet, tweeted, I will fight every single person in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
He loves it. Look at him.
He's back.
I don't even know anything. Honestly, man, I'm like, I watched Britain's Got Talent on Saturday. It was weird venturing back into light entertainment, not just scrolling through thumbnails.
Venturing back into light entertainment on a Saturday.
Yeah, what are you watching on it? What are you normally watching in the Sidgwick household on a Saturday evening?
Good Gladiators for a bit.
Bingo! Correct!
Eyes widening.
Well, which era? Ooh, you're nodding in a perverted way. Rika Johnson.
Jet!
No, dear, that's wrong.
It was...
got Jet in my head, I gotta get excited.
It was Apollo from the new season of Gladiators. I don't know why they didn't do Dynamite, because they had the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever.
Not the funniest thing ever.
14,000 people here to see a packed Dynamite. WWE Live, or something like that.
He was in his Gladiators gear as well.
That's good.
Let's see if I can find a picture for you here.
Yeah, good on a podcast.
Apollo...
Did he do anything? I didn't even ask you to show me the picture before. Did
I don't
he do anything
know, I don't,
physical?
I don't know. I assume he came to his aid when JD McDonough was being. Yeah, look, there he is, squaring up to JD McDonough.
Ah.
All the tweets I've seen are like, the bloody hell is this Apollo lad?
Sign him up.
I'd sign Legend. Legend was
Sable, while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. What's the heel from Gladiators?
Viper.
Oh, hang on, wait a second.
Oh my god!
Good, isn't he?
He's a bit trash
because he always gets his hand ass.
He's a bit of a rubbish gladiator, and it sort of felt rigged when he was playing because it was like, yeah, you're doing your scowl, but like, there's points on the line. Like, yeah, you're affecting the eliminator.
Big,
like,
you're ruining the integrity of the game.
Big cobra guy myself, bit of a wacky dude.
Of course you are.
Viper's kind of like the Bobby Fish.
Yeah,
I know you're here to lose, and it's getting a little bit boring, really. It's better I can try just to give someone else a win.
I basically, not to get ahead to something we're going to be talking about in a bit, but I want DIY to win the tag titles tonight because down the road that means they face heel Creed Brothers.
Yes.
That's who I really want to be the tag champion.
Yeah, I'm all for that. All for that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There is a return tonight of Gunther.
I've been away that long. Yeah, that's a good bullet point, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I also feel like I feel a bit bad because, like, Sheamus came back last week, obviously.
Yeah,
and everyone was being nasty to him, just bell ends. And then in the same week, we find out people being like, "Oh, Seth Rollins isn't doing much." And then you find out he's what does he work through? A torn meniscus or
meniscus,
something?
Meniscus.
Both nights of Mania was that.
You see that clip where he doesn't get. I mean, he barely can get in the ring. Poor guy at end of night two gets hit with the Superman punch. Mm. And his leg goes in the direction. I'm like, oh, I don't think legs are meant to bend that way. So I feel a bit bad for being like, he's a bit washed. Working through a
he was booked like a dweeb.
Yeah, he's booked like a dweeb. It's all the Vex's fault. Like, honestly, you know where to put the blame.
But
I loved him in the match.
Oh, the opener on night
working
two
that match against Drew.
Goated.
That was like the... I'd never thought I wanted to watch like that Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns formula again. And Seth and Drew did a great job.
But what do you see Gunther doing? Because, spoiler alert, he's one of my top picks when me and Andy did the WWE draft video to go to SmackDown.
I could see that. I think it's better that he's kept. You should mention the Intercontinental title, Sami Zayn. If you notice, after WrestleMania, Damian Priest put over Seth. Cody put over Roman. I think there's one I'm forgetting as well. But like ultimately, Bayley and Io. So despite everything, you know, Io did a job. It's a very Triple H thing, that, isn't it? Like, yeah, it's old school. You kind of put over the last guy, all that sort of thing. It would be disappointing if Gunther didn't mention how much the Intercontinental title meant to him and how Sami Zayn, I'm still here and there'll come a day where you'll have to fight me again and blah, blah, blah. But
be a heel.
Whenever it was going to happen, he had to lose upwards.
Mm.
Like, this was all... Gunther losing whenever it was going to happen was about losing upwards. The time is now to start, like, talking for the first time about the world title. So if I can't get my hands on the Intercontinental title right now, I'll just look to you, Cody Rhodes, or you, Damian Priest, or, you know, something along those lines.
If we go back in time a few weeks, on the Raw after WrestleMania, Imperium basically said, we got a message from Gunther to Sami Zayn or whatever. He hasn't forgotten, and we're here to soften you up for another return match or whatever. I don't know if that was just purely a way of getting Chad and Sammy back together so they could have the tag and then whatever, and then build that tag match from that Intercontinental title match from there. So I don't know if that was just a one-night contrivance to have Chad and Sammy team, or if they want to do Sammy versus Gunther 2 and just have them in the Intercontinental title again. I don't know. I don't know. If Gunther, right, this is big picture stuff. I don't know what he does tonight. If Cody is on SmackDown going forward, I don't know if Kevin Owens is his primary SummerSlam antagonist. I know Kevin Owens is like so nice, so good, and people just like him. But I do think there's untapped potential for him as a heel in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
His entire heel runs have coincided with Vince being an arsehole and crap at his job. Gunther, I want Gunther versus Punk.
Oh,
I think that'd be absolutely incredible. And look, I think the state of CM Punk's body, obviously it's not great, but like everyone said, oh, he keeps getting injured and he keeps getting finished. Like you had the foot and then the arm. People forget he was working 25-minute collision matches for fun.
Yeah.
If anything, they were too long. He was in there too long. He was doing too much graft. And yes, he's had another injury in WWE. But the fact is, he's got this reputation, earned or otherwise, and I think it's half and half, of someone who's brittle. I mean, how many times do you hear on Twitter /X, fragile ego, fragile spirit, fragile body, or like, you know, the Mox quote. If you put him up against Gunther, who is, has he ever injured anyone ever? He's just a master who's got this aura of someone who can hurt people, even if it's just a lovely, loud, echoey chop. Like your chest will look like crap for a few days, but you're not like getting put into serious injury. He nonetheless has the aura of someone who can seriously hurt someone, even though he's never seriously hurt someone. So Gunther versus Punk would be masterful in and of itself. Watching Punk, especially like that post-return Punk, who just, he's always been a detail-oriented wrestler who virtually everything he does makes sense and build on what he's already done in the body of a match, but he's just got, his mind is so sharp now. Him against Gunther would be, it's my WWE dream match, I think. So I just want him to stay on Raw and to fail upwards, but it doesn't even fail upwards. He should be, yeah, I mean, realistically, if any of this made sense, he'd put him in a world title match tomorrow.
I can't work out where, this is slightly related, I can't work out where Cody goes in this draft because they can swap the champions. You know, it's not a Raw and a SmackDown belt, is it? But SmackDown got this, like WWE have been quiet about it, a disappointing TV deal, realistically. To go back to the USA Network wouldn't have been what they would have wanted, but they got it. Raw goes off TV for a few months at the end of this year, doesn't it? Unless they can scramble together before the Netflix deal kicks in and when the USA one ends, there's going to be
life for that Raw. Imagine that.
I do not want to and will not.
Oh.
Something will occur. They might. They'll go network exclusive. They'll figure it out. They'll get it uploaded on the CAC first thing Tuesday morning somehow.
Uploaded on my CAC
somehow, some way. But yeah, like
my peen CAC.
I don't know. Right now, I would say Cody should be on Raw, but.
There's more time for him, is that?
More time. They're seeing out the end of this Fox deal. WWE have no incentive anymore to like keep SmackDown. You've seen it. You've
seen still them. Got the most theoretical amount of viewers that you could turn onto your product. And
as it prepares to leave the station that gets it, those viewers.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of...
You'd be cutting off your nose to spite your fears. If you started dogging it on SmackDown. Again, did you see last Friday's episode?
Well, this... I
really liked it.
Of course you did.
Cinema with Tama Tonga and Soda Sikoa. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It would be funny if the Bloodline was cinema all along. It wasn't. If it was, it positively reeks of straight to video sequel. I think Tama Tonga is as good looking as everybody else. I've also watched Tama Tonga for about a decade.
Yeah.
It's the old, like, my
just don't
God.
Ring the bell on Tama Tonga and we're good to go.
So it's just so wild how much WWE matters more with its initials. And yes, they've done a lot of great, great, really effective work to make those initials mean something again for those people to believe in those initials. But my God, those initials. You look at the last 5 years of Nuge, right? And you think, well, Ospreay's going to one company and Tonga's going to the other. Oh, guess what? Tama Tonga will be instantly popping more ratings and being a bigger deal. Tama Tonga versus Will Ospreay. I mean, that's not a match. Tama Tonga or Carter. But one of them gets on Fox in WWE and now he's considered, oh, well, he's the leading man. It's Tama Tonga. I find him funny. And you know what? When he thinks about it and really focuses, he can deliver the goods sometimes. He's not Will Ospreay, is he?
No, he's not Will Ospreay.
Eli Drake and Tama Tonga.
I know. But that's the business, Sidge.
Well, it wasn't 4 years ago.
Anyway, the positives hide the negatives.
Embrace the grind. Yeah.
Shut up, man. Tosser.
I was just waiting.
What were we talking about? Raw.
Gunther.
Gunther. I don't know.
You said Cody on Raw. Sorry, that's what you're talking about.
I think he's... If the draft is going to be where the rosters are chosen, I think Gunther should be there, like, you know, 2-3. So Cody's going to be number one, Damian Priest going to be number two, as it should be, realistically. Yeah. Theoretically, I guess you've got new women's champion and Bayley, then you've got three or four, whatever. Gunther should be in that top 10, first picks of one of those shows. And I guess this week is him just alluding to that. Like, I expect to be the draft pick. I expect to be the world champion. Just because I no longer have a belt, it doesn't mean I'm not a champion, and I will be again soon. Something like a statement of intent for what's next for Gunther. That was a loss upwards. Any loss of that title was going to be a loss upwards.
He could just have like a squash match, just reestablish how much of a destroyer he is. Or I suppose he could be a legend.
It's time to play the game!
Which WWE legend should Gunther kill tonight on Raw? You'll both get a pick. Three picks. Pro Evo rules.
You remind me of someone who said that. Who do you remind me of then?
Can't place it.
Who wants to go first?
I said you go.
I'll go first.
Okay, I'm scrolling through the WWE alumni page when you're ready to tell me to stop.
It's a dangerous game.
Yeah. If I just say no, we'll respin, just...
They just assume that someone's been cancelled or is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Due to that catastrophic spree of... Stop!
I have eight people on my screen right
sure.
now.
Sure. Four. Fowler.
No.
Dead.
Let's try again.
Stop.
I've got about three feasible people on my screen.
The third feasible one.
Justin Gabriel.
Never.
All right, so he's spinning again. This will be your second.
Yeah. Stop.
Okay. One to eight.
Three, is he feasible? Are they feasible?
Hideo Itami?
No, I can't even like Kenta, ironically, anymore.
Yeah.
He's simply too thrashed. Mm. He's like Carl Anderson. Outwardly, why would I care?
One more go, then. You have to stick with this one.
I have to stick. Stop.
Let's say four people.
Two of the four.
Curtis Axel.
Cross. Class.
Michael Sidgwick, but gun to this is Curtis Axel. Of all the wrestlers.
I've let your go.
Stop.
Let's say seven.
The feasibility test really kills this game, doesn't it? Six.
Bodie Hayward.
Cross twist.
Shove of chin. You
twist.
Okay, I'll go back down there.
Stop.
Oh, I'm in the same spot, but I'll give you the same. One. Oh, no, you got 12
One.
There.
One.
Hashiman from, what were they called?
Diamond Mine.
Diamond Mine. Christ. Not the really Jack one. He looks like Simon Pegg.
Twist.
Okay.
Nightmarish stuff.
Could have had new AEW World Champion Swerve.
We could toss a coin. To see between Curtis Axel and
which opponent it's going to be.
Okay, I'm scrolling again.
Stop.
Okay, three people. Oh, actually, one of these could be really. That could be really funny.
Yeah.
One to three.
One.
Yes! Leon Ruff!
Oh, there we go. God, Laura's pod. Leon Ruff or Curtis Axel. We'll say Leon Ruff for heads, Curtis Axel for tails.
Yep.
Good.
It's Leon Ruff!
Leon Ruff!
Triple H likes a Leon Ruff run.
Right, okay. I'm going to ask you about a match. And if you just get through it, I'll do you a Raw riddle.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh, actually, I'm scared.
Andrade and Ricochet versus Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonough. Curtis Axel.
It's already giving. You remember 2019? When they said, all right, okay, well, the other ones didn't really work. We only give them a month. But they didn't work, so let's get there. Who's your four best, Paul? And Levesque was like, oh, Do I have to?
All-time segment.
My God. Ricochet, Mally Black,
Champa
DIY.
And Dogma, yeah.
And then I was like, let's put them in a tag team, I guess. They've already done that with Andrade and Ricochet.
Yeah.
They were the two charisma deficient, capital G, capital W, good wrestlers. I'll put them in a team. So that's what we're looking at here. And quite frankly, after last night, I can't take Moves Guys in the Fed seriously for at least another week. So, Hamphlet, over to you.
Oh, God. Hospital pass for Dr. Fed. Because I don't want to talk about this either. And it's nothing to do with last night's show. I don't even expect the level we got on Dynasty on a standard Raw.
I don't, but nothing, it will always pale.
But I suppose, to your point, Ricochet and Andrade are the people that you are told will give you that standard, and more often than not, don't. I like Ricochet. Something about Ricochet and Logan Paul last year broke me with Ricochet. I was like, that was your night. The booking of that had been quite effective, and like Logan Paul's had these showcase exhibitions of his skills with friggin' Miz, mate. What are you doing, Ricochet? How were you not sort of built, or was this not agented? What went wrong there? I don't know. But
he's just not a star.
I know. But the things he does, you know, that I don't care about.
Ricochet.
Those things he does.
Ricochet, you think he's gone away for a while?
Just two tall bottles of piss. Ricochet and Andrade. Andrade, the babyface will win. Andrade will beat JD McDonagh with his elbow. He stepped forward. You're not going to believe this.
Got a big enough target.
He's hit back elbow. That could be the bit.
Before we get to something I know you're both very excited to talk about with regards to Monday Night Raw, it's time for the...
two more talking points.
No, it's just the Raw riddle and the final talking point. The Raw riddle this week, answer on the Raw review, if I remember, is... I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
I know what this
is. I've already got it.
Rack your brains. We'll revisit this tomorrow.
No fruit.
For those playing at home, just to get it again. I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I? Right, here we are. What's next for Pert Gable, then, after last week?
Oh, yeah.
Stable with the old creeds.
Oh,
my God.
Like, imagine if they let them. Like, imagine, if you will, if they let them be just perked up jock dickheads who will kill you for looking at you the wrong bloody way. Do that.
I want Otis and Akira Tozawa to express their disappointment with Chad Gable, and then the creeds just appear from behind like Chad did to Sammy. And just German suplex them either.
Oh my God.
And that's the reveal of
the three. Yeah, please do. Or you could pull off a shock in their front, do Sami Zayn versus Gable, and then have one or both creeds interfere and just strap Gable up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you should free
Sami up for Money in the Bank, potentially. So every year.
Every year
you pick the guy who doesn't need a briefcase.
Every passing year that you pitch Sami Zayn, I think of Gorilla Monsoon calling Carlos Colon the youngster.
You can really do so with a Sami Zayn guy.
He's probably all right at this point.
I'm
see Bischoff, said Tama Tonga, great young superstar. WWE have won again. It's like he's 42. He's 42 years old.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
That's how we called him. Yeah, great young superstar. I've never seen him. If I haven't seen it, it's new to me.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't do an each and every one of you promo. Because he's got we pointed out last week, you and I, when we were previewing it.
Here comes Chad Gable.
Shoosh. He's obviously got the motivation behind it all. Like, I love the extra footage that got released of like a different angle of Chad with the camera just trained on Chad the whole time rather than just the really well shot. Sammy, where's those arms coming in from? Shot that we got on Monday Night Raw.
Really take the gravity away from it. Thanks, mate. I enjoyed that.
But the shot of Chad, Chad looking dejected on the ramp, and there's a little just head shake of just like, no, I'm not having this anymore. And that's when he snaps, and that's when he, you know, goes heel and what have you, and attacks Sami Zayn. But it's a different era, this WWE. So I think you should say, go to do the you know, two peace signs in the air, shoosh, and just go, shut the f*** up. Because it's a new era under Dwayne, so there we go.
Shut the f*** off a chat cable now.
And like, injured Seth Rollins can dial in, but I'm not allowed to swear. Remember that? For WrestleMania. Top stars are said to be cross with The Rock.
It's my ass.
Schedule a meeting with the final boss. Oh, I'm going to carry on swearing. Okay, thanks, boss. See you later.
Seth, we usually get your ass kicked out with no rebuttal. Okay, whatever it takes. What a dog. Get well soon.
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of Manara on X at What Culture WWE. Watch that. You can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
I'm Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. SmackDown Review is available right now, and the three of us will be back later on today to review AEW Dynasty, and back tomorrow to review Monday Night Raw and reveal the but now this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to Hamflett Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.